Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McCorder for Community Comment. On March 26th, President Joe Biden gave a speech in which he appeared to call for Vladimir Putin's removal from power, directly contradicting the policy of his own administration, which does not support a regime change. This was by no means the first verbal blunder that Biden has made during this crisis. He recently told U.S. troops in Poland that they would witness the bravery of the Ukrainian people when you're there, implying that the U.S. would send soldiers to Ukraine, which would undercut his pledge not to send American troops into non-NATO countries. Further in January, Biden erroneously implied that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukraine might not trigger Western sanctions, which garnered criticism from America's allies and from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In both cases, the White House scrambled to clean up the president's mess by explaining away the misstep while also reinforcing that America's position had remained unchanged despite what Biden had said. Ultimately, these gaffes are not justifiable mistakes. Rather, they are characteristics of the incoherence and inconsistency that President Biden has frequently exhibited during his handling of this global crisis. The American president's words and actions carry the most weight of any leader. The world is watching, and every time President Biden says something he doesn't mean or doesn't follow through on, America's credibility suffers, and our undemocratic adversaries feel emboldened. To be sure, President Biden's verbal blunders aren't the only problem with his approach to the war. Oftentimes, his words, namely his tough talk against Putin, like calling him a war criminal, and his grandstanding about global democracy and the significance of supporting Ukraine, are not met with comparable action. Notably, Biden has even been called out by Zelensky for his actions not always living up to his words. The Ukrainian president recently criticized the West's incomplete sanctions on Russia and asserted that Western nations weren't sending more aid to the Ukrainian military because they were afraid of Russia. The time has come for Biden to draw a red line for the Kremlin, making it known to Putin that all options are on the table if he deploys biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons against Ukraine. If the United States fails to make this clear to Putin, especially when we consider the failures of Biden's approach as of late, the Ukrainian people will continue to suffer immensely, and powerful rogue states like China will be emboldened by this inaction. In both word and deed, Biden must make clear to Russia and to the rest of the world that the U.S. will not tolerate rogue dictators like Putin who believe they can destabilize, terrorize, and lay claim to sovereign countries. But as we know, and Obama said, give Joe 10 minutes and he can screw up anything. Unfortunately, we have endured it for over a year now. This has been Shannon McCorder for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.